There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Joining us today, our first guest, is a woman that knows so much about economics. Ricky Garrett-Diamond is our guest today. And I just want to tell you that Ricky has been writing in the midst of big political change and growing America differences. And 1985, she became founding editor of Vermont Women, where she continues today as a contributing editor. She taught writing and literature, feminist and media studies at Vermont College at Norwich. And for over 20 years, she has done that. And then in 2011, she was honored with a National Newspaper Association Award for her article series, An Economy of Our Own. And in 2014, she's won a fellowship for her work. And we're so thrilled you're with us today, Ricky. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm delighted to join you, Frankie. It's good to be there.
So, Ricky, I want to go back to the early days, before your book, before all of this, because you go back to about 1979, and... Mm-hmm. You had a decent job, child support, and you were still not able to make ends meet.
Right. I had three children, and I felt like there was something terribly wrong with me. My ex-husband had worked full-time and been able to do it, so what was wrong with me? And so I was very ashamed, but I went to the welfare office because I couldn't feed my kids. And that was kind of a radicalizing experience. I never expected to wind up there. And it wasn't until years later that I learned, because a number of women were becoming scholars and noticing that there were sort of systemic patterns to poverty, I learned that at the time, women were making 59 cents to a man's dollar in those times. And also, I noticed that a lot of the other mothers who were in that office were not white girls like me. They were African American, and I learned later on that most of the poor in this country are white like me, are most often working, but if you're an African-American woman or a Latina woman, you're about twice as likely to become poor as women like me. And I had resources, middle-class resources, that a lot of families don't have. For instance, that first winter when I couldn't afford new snow tires for my car to get me to work, my mom made that a Christmas gift to me. Many families just don't have those resources.
Yes, of course, of course. Tell us about the new book. Very exciting.
Well, I'm really excited that people are responding to it in the way they are. Screwnomics, most people laugh when they hear that word, which is part of my my intention. I want economics to be a subject that people can stand reading about and even learn to enjoy and connect to their own personal lives. We're kind of discouraged from thinking that way about economics. It's, you know, way above us. It's science like physics. It's full of math. Well, Screwnomics is full of, first of all, it's aimed at women, which is fairly unusual, although men are telling me that they are interested in it too. And it's also full of women's stories. And I'm encouraging people to connect their own lives, what they know about their own experience to their own economic story, because we all have one. We're just kind of discouraged from knowing it. So I saw this phenomenon all around me, and yet nobody had a name for it. So I named it Screwnomics, which is essentially the unspoken but widely applied economic theory that women should always work for less, or even better, for free. And that phenomenon includes our Mother Earth. She provides for no cost at all. And that also applies to men who do what has traditionally been women's work, like teaching or nursing or taking care of their own kids or cooking dinner at home.
You know, Ricky,
so my question was,
yeah, go ahead, I'm
that?
Sorry. Why? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Why is that?
Well, it took took a while for me to get there, but it, you know, the more I learned, the more I realized that we women have a long, long history going back 40,000 years to being owned as the first property, or at least our sexual reproductive powers were owned as the first property. Back when land was not a rare commodity, but people were. And so our ability to maintain the tribe or the city, or later on with agriculture, which demanded a lot more labor, we were valuable property. And of course, we don't like to think about that, but there are shadows of that in our own experience today. The giving of the bride, for instance, by the father to the groom, her taking the groom's name and not the other way around, are all affectionate gestures now, but are related to that longer history that is worth looking at. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you also write about the word housework, because that's, yeah.
Well, and there was a time, in agricultural times, everybody worked at home, and the word didn't even come into the dictionary until the 1830s, when industrialization began to take place. Then work was separated from home for the first time. You know, the factories were created, and so that work has really never been included in economic thinking, because for about 2,500 years since the word oikonomia was first coined, the economics has been a pretty man-to-man conversation and a pretty exclusive man-to-man conversation. In other words, he's been a particular class, a particular race, with particular expectations and education. So it's Screwnomics is my attempt to make that conversation more visible, that history more visible, and provide people with the vocabulary that is often obfuscating and confounding, you know, like what is a collateral debt obligation, or, you know, what are these energy swaps, you know?
Yeah, and we also, in all fairness, the way in which our economy is today, and the fact that we're not teaching anyone, let alone women, some of the basics in our schools and or just starting to is just appalling as well.
It is. It is. There are efforts. I mean, I think women have to take a little bit of responsibility for allowing, and not. I think this is changing, and I hope Screenomics is part of that change. But because we have seen that this is a sort of exclusive conversation going on, and it doesn't have much to do with us. They leave out so much that is important to us that we love. And we've got plenty of other important things that we, essential things that we really have to do, that we've been willing to sort of let the guys take care of this. And if
yes.
you look at Washington or Wall Street, though the bigger the piles of money, the more exclusively male the territory tends to be. And we women really have to begin paying closer attention and beginning to have conversations with each other about our lives, our economic lives. It's still a very taboo subject, and I hope Screwnomics makes that a little bit easier to
Well,
to
I can tell you that we have to have you back because we haven't even discussed, oh my gosh, there's so much more we haven't talked about. And so Screwnomics, how our economy works against women in real ways to make lasting change, and that's what we need to talk about is the lasting change, Ricky. And, Ricky, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the book?
Well, we have a Facebook page, of course, where we post our Sunday tunes. And we also have a webpage, www.screwnomics.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ricky. What a pleasure. We'll have you back. And I'm Frankie Boyer. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. thermospas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Child within you, don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. So, I love the title of our, I loved Screwnomics by Ricky, but this is also a brilliant title, absolutely brilliant. And joining us is one of the authors of the brand new book, Just When You're Comfortable in Your Own Skin, It Starts to Sag. Rewriting the Rules of Midlife. Oh my gosh, Amy Nobley, welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
What a fun title.
Well, it's a funny title, and we, Trish and I, who are best friends and business partners of 15 years, we interview hundreds of women.
Right, and I've interviewed you guys before, and you guys have done some brilliant books, and I love your collaboration. Yes.
Yes, yes. And again, we interviewed hundreds of women for this one, and women are kind of tracking with us along this journey. Really interestingly, although it's a really funny title, the book is a very positive one, and it's essentially the roadmap that our moms never had to give us. For turning 40 and beyond. Our mom's generation kind of looked at the second half of their lives almost like it was on a downward slope. For us in this generation, we can become anything we want to be. And it's a really exciting time to be what we like to call ourselves perennials, everlasting, more beautiful year after year, just quite a different generation.
Yes. My dear friend, who I will not say her name, will be turning the big 70, and she doesn't look it, she doesn't act it, and I have to tell you, she likes when people say, how old are you? And she looks at them straight in the face, and she says, I'm ageless.
Wow, what a great way to answer that.
Yeah,
and
I'm ageless.
It's true, it's really true.
And it is true. It is true. We are ageless. But what does, you know, life changes when you get into your 40s, 50s, and onward. It changes. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And what with all the pressure, do you think, because I've split feelings, I'm loving that Hoda and Kathy Lee are on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there are older women. I love that Gayle King is still on television.
Right.
I love that Oprah is doing work as a reporter on 60 Minutes and still doing wonderful things on television.
Mm-hmm.
And that Joy is still part of the gang over at The View.
Right.
But there are... And Diane Sawyer is doing specials as well. So we're starting to see where 10 years ago, I don't know if that really existed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's it's a beautiful thing. I mean, we've got some amazing role models out there, and that's fantastic. At the same time, when we pitched this book to Redbook and Good Housekeeping, who regularly feature Helen Mirren and Julianne Moore and beautiful women that are 40, 50, 60, and beyond, they kind of said, oh, well, no, we're not really interested. It, you know, yeah, our readers are really kind of skewing younger. So we faced a bit of ageism even now, which was really interesting to us and very distressing. And so, again, you know, this generation needs to be rebranded in a way because we look and feel very different than our mom's generation. And perennials is kind of how we've looked at it, as everlasting, ageless, timeless, but it's an issue. It's still an issue. And until we can kind of break through with that messaging, it's starting to happen. We're starting to feel the shift, but you know, we can really do amazing things with the second half of our lives.
Right. So the question you ask in the book is, what's next for me? Whether you're divorced, widowed, single, children without children, you know, women just ask the question, what's next for me?
Yes. Yes. We talk to women, and a lot of women, even though they, you know, the women are very aware, we're all aware that we're a different generation, but because we don't have a roadmap, it's sort of like we heard a lot of women say, oh, I feel stuck. I'm excited because I feel like I can, it's kindergarten all over again, and I can do and be what I want to be, but I don't quite know how to get started. So in terms of, you know, we have a whole chapter on really thinking about your passion, your purpose, really kind of seeing life again through the eyes of a child or a teenager, because what children do is they say, well, why not me? Why? Sure, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do it. So
absolutely,
kind of reprogramming.
Yeah.
Yep, reprogramming ourselves a little bit to really, you know, figure that out.
So tell us about the book. You've put in quizzes. You've put in advice. You have inspiring quotes. I love all this stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. So we really listened to women who we interviewed, and the book is a reflection of what they wanted to see. I mean, we talked to them a lot about the redefinition of beauty and what it means for them. And it was wonderful to hear responses like, I feel beautiful when I hear my best friend laugh at my joke. I feel beautiful after I've worked out and I'm just glistening with sweat. I feel beautiful after I meditate and I really find that stillness. And so, of course, there's this crazy pressure to look younger than we are. I mean, when we asked women for our first book about younger kids, we asked them, what's the best compliment you can get? And back then it was to be a good mom, that, oh, you're a good mom. We asked the very same women now that question, what's the best compliment you can get? And they said, across the board, that I look younger than I am. So, you know, we know that that is a pressure. And there's lots of different ways we can go about looking younger. But at the end of the day, it's really about redefining what beauty means for yourself. And the good news is, almost every woman we talked to said, I just don't care what other people think about me anymore. And so I'm able to look at myself and find beauty.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. That's a real powerful affirmation right there. Real powerful.
It is. It is. So everything from redefining beauty to kind of redefining your relationships, whether it's friendships that you need to prune or marriages you need to rethink. We all have friends who are, you know, rethinking that. And maybe in the past generation, women would have stayed in a marriage that really didn't serve them anymore. And now women are kind of saying, you know what, even if I'm 50 or 60 and this relationship is stale and isn't working for me, I'm going to go. I'm going to get out.
Yeah,
we also
talked
to a lot of women who are having affairs without any guilt. They were like, you know what? Right now, I'm not going to get a divorce, but I'm going to go find what I need for passion.
Interesting.
So really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Just when you're comfortable in your own skin, it starts to sag. Rewriting the rules of midlife. Amy, tell us what the best website is for the work you guys are doing and continue to do.
Yes, thank you. So we have a website called weareperennials.co, And that's kind of our landing spot for everything we're doing and for the book and kind of rebranding.
Awesome.
Generation.
Thank you. Yep. We got to run. Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Are you being gluten-free because you think you have to be? Dr. John Duyard, tell me a little bit about what's happening in this country with this $16 billion gluten-free industry.
You know, people eat wheat. They feel bad. Of course, they should take it out of their diet, but that's not the real problem. Studies show that wheat has anti-nutrients that irritate and stimulate the gut immunity inside of our intestinal tract. And if we just take out all the hard-to-digest foods and don't relearn how to digest them, we actually compromise our immune system. Studies show people who eat wheat have 4 times less mercury in their blood than people who are gluten-free. People who eat wheat have more good bugs, less bad bugs, and more killer T cells. And what I do in my book, Eat Wheat, is help you troubleshoot exactly where your digestive system has gone bad and how to reboot it and strengthen it with natural herbs and natural foods to get yourself able to break bread again.
And it's all in the book, Eat Wheat, a scientific approach to safely reintroducing wheat and dairy back into your diet.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And you know, we were just talking with Amy about her book about rewriting the rules of midlife. Now, let's take that one step further in business. And Alan Weiss, PhD, is joining us. Three Score and More is his brand new book, Applying the Assets of Maturity, Wisdom, and Experience for Personal and Professional Success. And it's true, just because you're over 50 doesn't mean you're finished. And Alan, you say it so well, because we live in a culture that we once revered older individuals, and there are many cultures that still do. And this, in this country, we haven't gotten there yet. And welcome. It's nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Frankie. I appreciate it. As a matter of fact, the book is released today. This is the official release date.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. You know, Alan, I have a friend who was sharing with me that when his mother got to a certain age, he didn't want to put her in a nursing home, and the facilities that he looked at were not really acceptable. And so the only thing that he thought he could possibly do is bring her to Italy to live with his sister, where in Italy, that's exactly what they do, is they have the extended family and they all live together under one roof.
Well, that's a great approach. I mean, we tend to warehouse people here. And the problem is, it's one thing when you put people in institutions because they need physical help, because they need medication, or they need help because they're disabled. It's another thing when we put people aside who are perfectly fine and can contribute, but we disregard them because they've just passed a certain year of age.
What are the you write about the critical areas that are key to becoming more powerful as you age?
Well, for example, ageism is one of the few biases that's allowed in this country. There are no protests against it. There are no parades. You don't hear it in the media very often. And so we're allowed to say, well, what do you expect from someone her age? What do you expect from someone his age? Yet what you should expect is the best, because as you mature, you get better. So one thing is you have to stop telling yourself that. You have to get rid of the self-limiting belief that because you've reached a certain age, you're no longer relevant. The second thing is we have to get rid of this artifact called retirement, which is like looking for a stegosaurus. They're extinct, and so is retirement. Retirement's based on 100 years ago, legislation about 80 years, 90 years ago, that said you retire at 65, there are 14 people working for every retired person, and you have a three-year lifespan. Today, there are two people working for every retired person, and you have a 20-year lifespan at 65. So the math doesn't work out. So we have two great problems. One is it's going to bankrupt us, and the second one is that we're losing an immense amount of talent that can contribute to the economy.
Yeah. So how do we get around this, Alan? What do we do?
Well, I think people like you talking about it is certainly one answer. I think that it's very important that we end the bias and we stop referring to people as aged or old or fossils or whatever we use. I think it's important also to celebrate the realities, which is, you know, Sullenberger lands this crippled plane in the Hudson River. No one's even hurt seriously. And then, you know, he retires a year later or whatever it is because they force pilots out at 65. Yet he's the guy who could bring down that plane like that. I don't think anybody in reality says, who is your youngest and cheapest heart surgeon? They want the best.
That's right.
So there are certain things we can't do physically as we get older. I wouldn't expect someone 75 to be fighting fires actively. But if you're a firefighter at 75, you could certainly be a fire marshal or a fire inspector, or you could be a consultant dealing with prevention of fires and so forth. So we have to allow for the fact that age brings a certain institutional memory an ability to the job that you don't get elsewhere.
I have two friends, and I talk about them all the time. One just turned 81. The other one is about to turn 81. They're pistols. They're amazing, and they worked until their late 70s. And both of them, for different reasons, were one was forced into retirement because the company went out of business, and the other one was forced into retirement and for the reasons that you have just mentioned. And so, but they're still vibrant and they're still amazing, and they go all day long, and they miss that job and they miss the paycheck.
I'll tell you something. There's a great quote from George Bernard Shaw. I talk about this in the book, and what he said was, people don't stop playing games because they get old. They get old because they stop playing games. Now, take a look at your profession. You could, I would think, do this as long as you have passion about doing it and want to do it. Don Imus, 50 years in the business, I don't know how many Marconi Awards, he just left at 77, and he only left because his station went bankrupt. The people who own the show went bankrupt. And so there's no limit to certain things. We shouldn't enforce arbitrary limits on them.
Right. And he said, by the way, I saw the interview, and he said he didn't want to leave. He really didn't want to say goodbye. He loved being on the radio. He loved it. It was
his
life.
Yeah, great interviews. You know, he was a curmudgeon when he was 30, so being a curmudgeon at 77 is not unusual.
Exactly, exactly. And you knew exactly what you were getting with him.
That's right. And you also know what you're getting when you go to an attorney and who, you know, an important court case, who's been around the block several times and who has the experience to have seen it all. You know, some insurance company has an advertisement on TV. I won't mention it in case there's a prohibition. But what their mantra is, we know a few things because we've seen a few things. And
yes.
I want people who have seen a few things.
I do, too. I just had an intern that came in and interviewed. And I was, to say I was not impressed was the understatement. The time was wrong. I was about to go on the air when the intern walked in an hour and a half earlier than was discussed. They misunderstood the time, never got back to me with, let's have this conversation. Yes, I want to do this. No, I don't want to do it. Never heard back either way. And I'm thinking, this would never, ever happen if I started interviewing retirees. If they had the computer skills, I'd be doing that in a heartbeat.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've got 4 million air miles over the years, right? 4 million air miles, more than some pilots probably. And I have found that the finest service in the skies on American Airlines, at least, that is domestic airlines, is from flight attendants who have been on the job for 20 years
That's
or
right.
so and not flight
Isn't
attendants.
Isn't it amazing?
Who are brand new.
That's
it's,
right.
It's, and I tell you something, in an emergency, I want two pilots up there who are well into the years, who have seen everything, not just in a simulator, and I want flight attendants who don't panic and know exactly how to treat you. So we see this in our everyday life. We just don't acknowledge it.
What do we need to do, Alan? I'm frustrated because you've been doing this for a long time. You have had tremendous success, big clients, Mercedes,
right.
Merck, New York Times, hundreds and hundreds of organizations. You work on many boards. Many people feel that you cannot teach old dogs new tricks. And you know and I know that is absolutely not true.
Well, we have to raise the consciousness, just like women have been very successful of late raising consciousness about unfair pay, about harassment in the workplace. They've gone public. They've used shows like yours. They've had people of great note come out and speak on their behalf. We've had the same thing with minorities who have had to bring unfair treatment to public eye and have gotten the attention of people who can help leverage that. The same thing applies here. You know, Tony Bennett's 91 and he's singing with Lady Gaga. He's doing duets with Lady Gaga. Instead of organizations getting rid of older people to replace them with younger people to save money, people on boards, people who invest in those companies, institutional investors, have to say enough of this. You know, at one point, you mentioned my consulting. I was dealing with a huge utility that supported about a half a dozen or more casinos. We're talking about a lot of money. And they put through a retirement package they wanted to force on people. And I said to them, I was working on a different project, I said, give me 2 days to think about this for you. And they agreed. I found out that every single person in that utility who knew how to rig wires manually after an ice storm would have accepted the package and left. All they would have left were younger people who never learned how to do that as yet. And the next winter, what would have happened when those casinos went dark? So
right.
It's these kinds of irresponsible actions and thoughtlessness that cause real economic problems. That's what we have to raise.
Great conversation. 60 and more. And the best website for Alan Weiss is what, Alan?
My website is alanweiss.com, A-L-A-N-W-E-I-S-S.com. You can also go to Amazon to get it, Barnes & Noble, or my publisher is Routledge.
It's brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. I love that you're talking about this. Let's keep this conversation going, okay?
Okay. Thank
you, we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Check out frankieboyer.com.
Americanex is an international company built on three cutting-edge technology platforms. ACE Exchange is the cannabis industry's first fully electronic, regulatory compliant, and transparent exchange. The platform tracks the wholesale purchase and sale of licensed cannabis. AceTrack is a seed-to-sale tracking software with administrative, plant, and inventory management, security, compliance, and accounting capabilities. The software includes point-of-sale, radio frequency identification, and geo-tracking services, allowing government regulators to verify and collect taxes. AcePay is a revolutionary cash and management system created for cannabis industry participants who have traditionally had difficulty obtaining banking services. Now, for the first time in history, an online marketplace gives participants the ability to deposit cash, pay bills and taxes, and accept payments both inside and outside the cannabis industry. Americanex, three platforms, one marketplace, endless options. Visit americanex.com to learn more.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Ah, that's right, a world of imagination. And welcome back, it's Frankie Boyer. It's not often that I get to interview a third grader, and that's exactly what we're doing today. And she's going to explain to us what's going on and why she's here, because it's such a fabulous, fun concept. Joining us today is a young woman, Sage Marie Spaeff, and she's a third grader. And Sage, welcome to the program, and tell us what brings you on this program and the exciting things that are happening in your life, please.
I am the winner of Roald Dahl's contest.
Say that again, because it cut out. We didn't hear you. Say it slower, please.
I'm the winner of Roald Dahl's. I am the winner of last year's Roald Dahl challenge. Imagine Arma challenge. Oh my god.
So, Sage, you're the winner of a challenge. Tell us about the challenge.
It's called the Imaginormous Challenge. You have to come up with the most imaginative story idea.
Yeah.
100 words or less, and you can be ages 5 through 12 to enter.
And so how old are you?
I am 9 years old, and when I entered, I was 8.
And so you won one of the golden tickets.
That's correct.
So now what happens? Because five golden ticket winners were chosen from all the stories, the wonderful stories and ideas that entered, and you were all transformed. Go ahead and tell us about what happened.
I got to go to Hollywood, and I got to fly to Hollywood, stay in a fancy hotel, and I got to go on a VIP tour around Warner Brothers Studios, and best of all, I met with Warner Brothers animation executives, and there was also this very nice man named Spike Brandt, who turned my idea into a concept art.
How cool is that? That must have been one of the most exciting things. And did you get to bring your family with you?
I got to bring my mom. It was only a two-person trip. You couldn't bring anybody else.
Okay.
It's kind of like in the movie.
Yeah. So what was your story idea that won? Tell us about Sage World.
My story idea was called Sage World. It's a story about a planet far, far away. Everybody there looks exactly identical to me. And they each have their own special talents. And if I can't do something that they're really good at, I can go to Sage World and they swap into my body. For example, if I were to go roller skating and I didn't know how to roller skate, the sage that was good at roller skating would fill in for me and I would go to Sage World, and when they were done, I would come back.
Wouldn't that be fun if we could actually do that? Where did you get that fabulous idea?
Well, when I was younger, like about 4 or 5, I had this terrible anxiety and I got frustrated very easily, and it kind of ruled over my life, and I missed out on a lot of very important things that all my friends did all the time. And there was, like, if I was scared to do something, I just wouldn't try to do it. And the Sage World made me feel more strong and confident.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. So, and we're talking about, and the song that we played was from Willy Wonka. And the lucky ticket winner has that opportunity to go to Hollywood, like you just said. And how, I mean, I just can't even imagine how exciting it is.
Yeah, you can't explain it with words. You just have to experience it yourself to actually understand the feeling that you get when you're experiencing all of this. I was bouncing off the walls, literally.
And another winner will get to work with Ronald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory new musical team that will be touring. And then another winner will fly to Seattle to Minecraft headquarters and work with them and the YouTube creator. And another winner will fly to L.A. and work with actor, producer, director, and author Henry Winkler. This is like bigger than anything anyone could have ever imagined. What made you? It's so cool. What made you come up with your idea, Sage?
I think I already told you that.
Okay, but what I mean is, I'm sorry, you did actually tell us that. When you were 7, did you ever think that when you turned 8 that would have happened to you?
Not at all. That was like the most, just, I thought it was pure luck, but it was just talent. And my mom was very proud of me, and so was my dad. My family was so excited.
So what happens to you now? Is it hard to get back to everyday life having that experience?
Kind of. With all of these radio interviews and everybody's like, they're kind of very proud of me, especially my parents. They're so happy, and it's the most wonderful feeling you can ever have.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask you, and it came out wrong, but what advice would you give this year to the contestants?
When you're coming up on the story idea, get as creative as possible. Think outside of the box. And when you make up a story, just put in everything you'd like. This is a contest about creativity, not about luck.
Yes.
You have to work for this prize.
We are so thrilled that you are so creative, Sage. Congratulations, and continue working on that imagination, because it'll take you wherever you want to go. And thanks for being with us today on the Frankie Boyer Show. We really enjoyed having you here. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,